Welcome to CD 1, Track 7. Our ability to influence is proportional to our EQ. In adopting the mindset behind this audio program, we come to the inescapable conclusion that our ability to influence others depends entirely on another compound ability. We have to learn how to 1. Capture people in one state, such as an encounter state. 2. Lead them to another state, an action state, in a way that aligns with their values and beliefs. 3. Call them to some form of action, ideally the kind of action which would be a no-brainer in the action state we've led them to. Identifying what state someone is in isn't too tough a process, and asking for what we want from someone is relatively easy, especially when we know they're already feeling that desired response. So the area of skills which requires the most education and exploration now is step 2. Lead them to an action state in a way that aligns with their values and beliefs. The term EQ refers to emotional quotient. This is a concept which has become very popular in recent years in soft skills, human communication skills training, and even more so still in the latest management training systems. The idea is that if you have a better understanding on the incredibly important role that emotion plays in human communication, you're more likely to communicate what you want to communicate and get the responses you want to get from others. From an NLP perspective, nothing could be more useful in the workplace. However, I personally believe many more widely accepted EQ-based training programs do not go far enough. Many go as far as educating people about the impact emotions have, but not as far as they'd need to go to show people how to manage and use emotions in an intentional way. Many show how to adapt and react to emotions and understand their impact, but not to control one's own emotions and influence others' emotions. I do hope you'll see that even in this first CD of 4, I aim to go further than that with this audio program. I want you to use your EQ to become a gifted artisan of ethical influence. I want you to be able to more easily influence others for all the right reasons, where they may even consciously know they're being influenced by you in good ways, and then they might even make a point of thanking you for it. Here's an example from my own business. I'm not the kind of salesperson who recommends every product for every customer. So, because my students know I tend to fit specific recommendations to specific desired outcomes, my recommendations have credibility. Credibility is an emotional state that I build on. If I know a customer or student should not get a particular product, I'll actually point out what they shouldn't buy first. Even though they didn't ask me about that, because I know it elicits credibility. It may also elicit impatience, mind you, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, by the way, as long as you can sense it and use it. Impatience can be used to create more urgency, but primarily pointing out what not to buy creates credibility. It removes the potential sensation that this might be someone who wants to sell me everything. That's a big thing for a lot of people. It's great to get through that doorway early. When I know enough about a customer or student to be confident recommending a particular home study product for them, I pull out all the stops. I influence them wholeheartedly in the direction of that product. I'll elicit the states required in any sequence that works to get them drooling for their own desired results and then call them to action. Finally, I remove risk with a full satisfaction guarantee refund offer and then paint an extremely vivid picture of them getting the results they seek. And with all that done, it's usually a no-brainer for such a customer to buy a specific product. It's usually an automatic yes. Please note, all of these behaviors, all of these choices I make in communicating with someone, operate from the intention to use my EQ. I don't plan out in advance what I want to say. I only plan out in advance the intention to begin from wherever they're at emotionally and lead them to some form of action state. That's all I start out with. I operate from a high EQ perspective, and it works.